Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, intuitive energy practitioner, medium, and author of The Living Spirit, which shares stories of spiritual communication, healing energies, and miracles, so we may discover the possibilities for living a peaceful, prosperous, and purposeful life experience. Today I am delighted to welcome back a former guest on the show, Yuki Oikawa, U.S. spokesperson for the Laws of Justice, written by Master Ryoho Okawa. Yuki, a longtime observer and commentator of Japanese politics and Japanese-American relations, has a diverse background in the financial, religious, and political arena, and is presently running for political office in Japan. Hello, Mr. Okawa, and thank you for joining us again.
Hello, Cheryl. Hello. Thank you for inviting me again.
Okay, delighted. Yuki, as listeners of Healing From Within know, my guest and I share our experiences and insights into the human and spiritual worlds in order to answer questions about what life is really about, and how to improve our personal and world conditions. It is, I believe, in understanding our true nature as spiritual beings, living a physical life, that we can learn the universal laws of energy and begin to live more authentic, loving, and purposeful lives. In today's episode of Healing From Within, we will focus on how we can understand and resolve conflicts in the world and how to build the world we can believe in. We will discuss the volatile nature of the 2016 American presidential election and how it is being viewed in Asia. We will also discuss the Iran nuclear deal and the expansion of China and their ongoing economic meltdown, along with nuclear development and threats by North Korea. Yuki, as the U.S. spokesperson for the author of The Laws of Justice, can you please tell us something about the author, Master Ryoho Okawa?
Okay, so the U.S. is, U.S. people is waiting for the presidential election, and like the U.S., Japan and Asia are confronting the many political conflicts. So such as you said, the Japan and Asia have two kinds of serious headache: North Korean nuclear weapon issue and Chinese invasion in South China Sea. So these kind of political issues always come up, and we have to repeat these problems. So now we have to wait. We should wait and think about, consider the political issue from the different kind of perspective. That should be a spiritual or religious perspective. So this is a point of the publishing new book, The Laws of Justice, by my teacher, Ryoho Okawa.
All right. I think that Ryoho Okawa realizes that many people in the world have gotten away from understanding their spiritual nature and the influence that the universal energies have on us and the importance. And that is why we're seeing so many problems in the world right now, because without that awareness of soul nature, we're lost. We're observing only materialism and an impractical way to deal with our emotions and feelings and what we were born to do, which is to gather greater love and compassion. So I know in all Master Okawa's books, he addresses the very deep need to recognize our spiritual energetic presence. Yes?
That's right. That's right, Cheryl. Master Okawa is a spiritual leader in Japan and Asia, and always he addresses the importance having spiritual energy from within.
Yes.
On the other hand, he always said we have to deal with real things such as political or economical issues. But if we think about the political issue from the spiritual point of view, we have to think about the God justice. The political people, politicians, always deal with their issues from the real standpoint. On the other hand, the spiritual people can think about the God justice by through their meditation or prayer. So we know in the human history there are many spiritual political leaders. For example, the U.S. president, the Abraham Lincoln, he always pray for God to acquire the God justice. So, but now the current political leader becoming more materialistic and without the religious faith. So Master Okawa think about that is a problem. So
yeah.
Rather than the real political issues.
Yeah. So during the last 8 years, the book says that Obama's administration, the world order, has begun to fluctuate as the American government has abdicated some of this spiritual nature. Only the other day, WikiLeaks came out, and it was said that Clinton believes that the religions have to evolve to such a point to deal with the liberalism and the needs of people more materialistically and more practically beyond the religions. And this has been a problem in modernizing our world with technology. But it, in my humble opinion, it is the way to loss of our true status as physical and spiritual beings, because we're both. And we can, when we lose that, the whole world is going to suffer. So let's go on to the next question. How is the volatile nature of the 2016 American presidential election being viewed in Asia? What outcome would best serve your country and your region in your estimation?
Okay. So as I said before, the Japan and Asia have two kinds of problems: North Korean nuclear weapon issue and China's invasion. So these two countries are communist nations. Communist nation means they don't have any spiritual, or religious human rights.
Yes.
And especially China. So in terms of this point, Mrs. Clinton has been constantly criticizing China's human rights record. So that is good. We expect the U.S. president to criticize more about the China's human rights problem. So many minority people are always sacked by the communist China's the government. And also China and Japan are threatened by Chinese invasion in South China Sea. So we will not expect both the Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump to give a real pressure to China. However, what China do not really want is the new relations between Trump and Putin. So from this point, maybe Trump is better for Japan and Asia.
I see. Because you think Trump will work better with Putin than Clinton?
That's right.
Now, I also want to say here, the problem is we seem to have two different nations in the world. We have those who strive for democracy in their leadership, and then we have those, as you just said, the communists in China. But they have to coexist until they evolve naturally. And so we can't change them just by wishing it so. They have to have their people evolve over time, and it will happen eventually, because democracy is freedom of the soul and spirit, and all people have it within them. But it's not now. So we have to live cooperatively in the world without nuclear war and without harming everybody. But some people have mistaken views about religion and democracy. And I have seen Obama and Clinton focus on the ultra-liberal left radical ideologies. And that has assisted in unbalancing our world and also our Constitution. So that's why this race has been so volatile, because the United States is a nation of many religious people and groups, and we cannot just say that's no longer what is needed. We need to go now to ultra-liberalism, which doesn't seem to really value very much of anything, as far as I can see. Any radical group or ultra-group is moving away from moderate, mindful interpretation for all people. So that's a big problem we're dealing with here in the United States. And as Master Okawa said in the book, many conflicts are due to religion. And the religion they are referring to is a monotheistic religion. Can you tell us something about that?
Okay. So, as you said, there are many kinds of world religion on this planet.
Yes.
So, but if you look at the religions, world religions, such as Christianity and Muslims, Christianity and Muslims have only one God. So, or what you call monotheism.
Yes.
So, one God. There's only one God. And people should obey this God. So that kind of religious view has to create the conflict. Mm-hmm. So religious war always came from the one God religion. On the other hand, in Asia, there are different kinds of religion, such as Buddhism. So Buddhism has many religions. So Buddhism allowed the people to have different kind of, you know, the gods. So Buddhism realized there are many gods, not only one God. So this is a big difference. That create more, you know, generous mind, you know, allow the people to have the different kind of thoughts.
Yeah, you know what, Yuki, I think Buddhism is like spiritualism. Mm-hmm. It is allowing individual souls to find their own way to find this universal source of creation, and there are many different approaches and many different views, which is good. So spiritualism is about a soul developing themselves while in the world and developing their soul, and that goes beyond monotheistic religions, which give so many laws and rules that the soul is besieged, so to put it, with so many fears and so many restrictions.
That's right.
So I know, as I have evolved myself, moving past the structure of religion to love God or creation or life in its entirety, I have moved beyond many of the restrictions of my own childhood and training. And that's what we need, and eventually the world will do that, the people will do that, if we can live long enough to get to that point and not blow ourselves up, you know, with all the actions of the way people are acting right now. So let's go on to tell us about the Iran nuclear deal and why you think President Obama was so adamant about dealing with leniently, very leniently, with leaders of a terrorist regime. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the President Obama, the Obama administration has been focusing on the nuclear weapon issue in Middle East, which is Iran's issue. And because Obama administration, they've always looked at the Iran issue. So that's why the world leader always think about the Middle East. So in the meantime, the North Korea secretly has been developing their own nuclear weapons, and North Korea is ready to sell their own nuclear weapon technology to Iran and other Middle East countries. And now North Korea became rich, and they have their own cash. So that's why North Korea now become very strong against the U.S. and even China.
Where are the North Koreans getting their money from? Because their people are very poor. Where's the money coming from?
They finally got their own products, nuclear weapons, and their customer is Middle East.
Countries. I see. Okay.
Iran.
Okay.
They conducted the nuclear weapon tests in this year, and always they have the guests from the Middle East countries.
They're working for the Middle East.
That's right.
Thank you for clarifying that, because our listeners would like to know that. Now, also, Master Okawa says that the Islamic State is aiming to bring together and unite the Muslim world so that it can create a vast domain with a power that extends as far as Northern Africa and Southern Europe. Their thinking is typical of the ideas held during eras of war. So what can you say about that? I don't think the American people even understand that concept.
That's right. But that is a very crucial point. As I said before, the Buddhism has its own culture to understand each other, because Buddhism is very generous about many issues. So this kind of spiritual or generosity is very important in the modern age. Then, and if the people can get more mutual understanding in the religion, especially if they understand the other religion like Buddhism, they can be more generous. So that's what Master Okawa insists always. The Muslim needs its own reform in the religion itself. So, which means they should learn or understand other religions, not only Christianity, but also the ancient religions. Then the Muslim can change. So, without that kind of change, Muslim, they always create terrorism and its own religious war, which is not happiness.
No.
So,
absolutely.
So that's why.
There is the key. When you are open-minded to the possibilities of change and evolution, bringing in the fine concepts of other religions, Buddhism is a very excellent way for self-development and for world development. There's nothing wrong with understanding it and sharing it, and that is the way to evolution. Thank you very much for saying that. Now, let's go on to, we would like to know more about the military expansion of China and their ongoing economic meltdown. What's going on there?
This is a very serious issue. You know, China is very serious about the getting the South China Sea as their own territory. And not only South China Sea, but also East China Sea. You know, the East China Sea is a territory of the Taiwan and South Korea and also Japan. But China always insists East China Sea is their own sea. And now the reason is China realized the East China Sea is the way to go out to the Pacific Ocean. Mm-hmm. So China really wants Pacific Ocean, you know, including Hawaii. So if they can do that, so they can conflict against U.S. and yeah. They can create the new age, you know, U.S., China, two major country age.
But you know, Master Okawa wrote in the book we're discussing today that the battle against materialism is still continuing. Now, China is a communist country, but it is moving along towards more materialism and more domination with economic advancement. So religious activities have been kept at a minimal in China as a communist country. And he said, Master Okawa, that Christians are now increasing to about 100 million in the country. Do you think that will be a way for their political system to change in the future?
That's what we expect. It's happening in China. So we know, as you said, we know more and more Chinese people realizing the spirituality and religious importance. So that's why they doubt, you know, the current situation of the communist China's government. So we really expect that these kind of new Chinese people can make the new age in China. So the China will drop down within China.
And do you think one of the candidates, either Trump or Clinton, would be good for that progress in China?
This is my personal opinion. I expect the President Trump to do, you know, or to persuade the China to think about their own reform from the spiritual point of view. So because Trump has already said, you know, U.S. should allow the South Korea and Japan to hold their own nuclear weapons against the China and North Korea. So, which is very unique. So, no U.S. president said that kind of things. So, we have to think about having our own nuclear weapon, because the China and North Korea already threat the our nation. But always, U.S. government, U.S. president did not allow Japan to have nuclear weapon. But
I would think a more evolved nation mm-hmm. like Japan, closer to America in its thinking, would be a good watchdog in your area of the world if you did have weapons. And I think nuclear weapons as a deterrent to anyone going off the beaten track and doing the wrong thing is the only purpose for nuclear weapons. So when they are used responsibly with responsible leaders, they do serve some purpose at this time in our humanity and in our development. Perhaps long down the road in the future, we won't need them at all. Let's hope so. So I would go on to the next question. What are the themes? Mm-hmm. What are the themes from Laws of Justice, the book we're discussing today? A very valuable book and a very important book for people to understand that justice must be done in nations, it must be done in families, it must be done in organizations, it must be done in the world and the universe, universal justice. So what are the themes of the book?
The important theme of the laws of justice is, the global justice. You know, as you said, the justice should be done within family, nation, and region, and also the global community. So now, our world becomes more international, more global, and that's why the terrorism spread out, the many countries. So now it's time for us to consider the global justice, and global justice has to be done from the God's will.
Yes.
So that this kind of God is not come from the specific religion. So this God is more global God. So this is the theme of this book.
Yeah. And I believe myself personally, there is a plan for each of us, each soul, and for the evolution of the world community. And whoever is the president will give us the experience necessary at this time. In fact, in the world that we live, nothing exists as a perfect ideal. Everything has complete and incomplete aspects. And that is why we are able to move beyond limitations. And that's what's happening right now.
That's right.
That's what's happening right now in our presidential election and in the world. So there is a reason for it, I think. And Okara wrote, and I would just like to put this in because it's very beautiful and very important. The truth must be strong. In this world, people with faith and believers of a religion are often considered to be so weak and fragile that they would clutch at a straw. Some may believe such people are unable to think rationally or logically, are incapable of scientific thought, possess low intellect, or are ignorant and illiterate people who need to be guided by people with proper academic knowledge. But in this modern age, those who sought God's truth and have grasped it must become strong. So we need more leaders like that, it seems to me.
That's right. We from the Japanese and Asian point of view, we really expect the new U.S. president should be a more spiritual and religious. And if we look at the presidential debate, the two candidates criticize each other very heavily. And that can divide the United Nations. But we really expect the divided nation, not divided nation, but united nations.
Yes.
So we really expect that the America should be one country.
Absolutely. And perhaps after this election, we will get back to making that so. And I do pray and hope wholeheartedly that happens. I want to thank you, Yuki Oikawa, for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us again on Healing From Within and for sharing your insights on the laws of justice and into concerns surrounding the 2016 U.S. presidential election. And indeed, the many issues facing all of us wherever we live on this glorious planet we call Earth. For more information on Master Ryoho Okawa and his many books and his Happy Science group, please go to happyscience.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have addressed the many hot spots of the world and the reasons there is such a big divide between the philosophies of democracy, liberalism, and other cultural, political, and religious ideologies which diametrically oppose each other. Perhaps in looking carefully at each in an open-minded way, we can discover the way we may find more balance and appreciation for each soul's journey, each nation's journey, and the need to discover their reason for having selected the way life is going in their countries. We may heal the divide, find the commonality, and recognize that as energy beings having a physical life, we are no more than the spark of the creative divine life force, where there is not a divide, but a merging of love and compassion. And the time is now, for the balance is precarious, and whether we live in peace and harmony, respecting and allowing and surrendering to each country's needs to pursue their own evolution and political system, is indeed what will determine if we can survive at all. Rayoho Okawa, Yuki Oikawa, and I, Cheryl Glick, would have you remember that love is greater than hate, and peace more desirable than war, and cooperation outtrumps excessive out-of-control competition and materialism. In other words, look for the middle road that allows us to move forward, remembering our true nature as spiritual beings having a physical life. Without flexibility and spiritual awareness, we may face unnecessary frictions. So find the heart and soul of life, and we will succeed. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read and listen to a metaphysical energetic study of our human and divine possibilities, and to authors in the field of science, spirituality, energy, medicine, psychology, education, the arts, and music, seek answers to universal questions for the improvement of our individual and world condition. Shows may also be heard on DreamVision7Radio.com and WebTalkRadio.net. Thank you.